This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green bats
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're broadcasting live 2 hours today, and John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Sharon is with us in Montana. Welcome, Sharon.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Sharon. Sharon, you and I are going to be talking about something I think is very important in terms of survival and in terms of preparedness, but also it's something that will save us money in the long run, and it will ensure that we know what we're eating. And so this broadcast classroom is Canning 101, tips and tricks that you've learned from canning for years and years and years. So during this one-hour broadcast, we're going to be talking about why can, water bath canning, pressure canning, using the freezer, the equipment that you need, what kind of jars, the cost of jars, lids, reusing lids. We're going to talk about fruits, relishes, saving pasta. We're going to be talking about how it's done by someone who has done it for a long time for her family. So she is protecting her family by ensuring that the food that they eat is the best that she can find and prepare. So, Sharon, welcome. I'm really excited about doing this broadcast with you.
Well, thank you.
Sharon, so why don't we start with what is canning? The general term of canning, what does that mean?
Okay, well, basically, you use jars and you put round disc-like lids on top, and you put your food in the jar, put the lid on, and screw it down. That's the basic. And you put it either with water bath, you put it in a large kettle. They do make, water bath canners, which are easier. And you cover it with water and you bring it to boil and you process it the proper amount of time, which depends on what you're making. Pressure canning is for low acid foods like meat or vegetables. And you fill the jar similar, and then you put it in a pressure canner, and you put, it varies, but usually an inch or two of water in the bottom, you put the lid on, and you bring it up to pressure. There's a whole system. I won't have to go into it right now. And you have to keep it at the proper pressure for the right amount of time, and that kills the bacteria inside of it. And then both of those things will store forever. They still, well, almost forever. But it's a really effective way to store food and have quick and convenient food. If you want, you can make meals really quick because the food's already cooked. So, plus, you know what's in it, and you can make it the way you like it.
Okay. So, Sharon, as we learn more about canning, why should we invest the time and the money in canning? And we'll talk about the money later, but why do this canning?
Well, for us, to put up food that we had or good deals I have, it saves a ton of money. If you ever buy canned chicken, for example, at Costco, it's quite spendy, and you can get, right now in our town on sale, they have they call them chicken quarters, so it's a thigh and a drumstick for 99 cents a pound. You cook that down and can it, and you do not have that much money into a whole pint of just meat and not just a lot of water floating around with the meat. It stores a really long time, and if you're thinking that things are going to get worse like they appear to be to me, food's going to go up higher and higher. It already is, and you can save a lot of money. But also, if you don't want a lot of salt in your food, you can do it, or if you want, I don't know, I make all kinds of stuff. I can my own sausage that we make. I can chicken. I can fish. I also can roast and steaks and all kinds of stuff. So you can have kind of quick instant meals within like 10 or 15 minutes with the stuff that you want and the type of seasoning you like or do not like. So it's super handy. And then, like I said, if things get worse, meat is the hard, especially if you were pressure canning meat, that's the hardest thing to come by later on. So, you know, I just love to can personally. I like going down, look at my cellar and seeing all those jars lined up and knowing we have all this food on hand, I can make just about anything I feel like making that night.
You know, as I was talking to your husband over the years, and I understand that you can deer, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, I can venison. I can venison, elk, moose, antelope, salmon, trout, ham, you know, all kinds of stuff. You name it. it's kind of funny to think of all things I've tried, but it's really fun. You know, you can also experiment. Like if you make relishes, you can make it your way. Or I tried my hand at canning pork and beans or my own homemade chili or some of my soups or stews and stuff. You know, it's really fun. Yeah, but we eat primarily a wild meat and then we raise chicken meat. So that's how we do it. But you can still get good deals if you look at the stores where like the markdowns, they mark down meat. And it looks a little darker, but it's still good. And you can can that up and you can actually save a lot of money. And you know how a lot of people, they're really tired, so they go out and eat and they spend, what is it, probably 15, 20 bucks now to eat. You can make something in 15, 20 minutes at home. You don't have to buy anything. So you'll save a lot of money that way, too.
That's a really good point. And you mentioned relishes. Now, do you make pickles, too?
Yeah, I canned pickles, and I play around with different recipes. I tried a sweet dill recipe from the Amish ladies once, and I just make a lot of regular dill pickles, and sweet pickles are so-so. I haven't yet found the right kind of sweet pickle recipe that I want to use. I've done relishes, though, that taste sweet, you know. But it's just an experiment. Keep trying all the time new things.
I was telling John, our engineer, just before this broadcast that he cans pickles, and he's been doing it for quite a while, and I'm looking forward to, you know, chatting with him on the air about this. I had the best pickle commercially that I've ever had, and it was from a company called Wickles, W-I-C-K, Wickles.
Uh-huh.
And they have it's a sweet kind of a gherkin-type pickle, but it has hot pepper added to it. And
uh-huh.
I was really, really impressed. So I'm going to pursue learning how to make, you know, my version of Wickles spicy pickles. So let's get right into it. Why don't we start with equipment? Let's talk about, you want to start with pressure canning? Would that be okay with you?
I prefer to do pressure canning right now because water bath canning is primarily with fruits and relishes and, you know, maybe tomatoes and salsa, and they're not easily available right now. And if you bought them in the store, the tomatoes are probably disgusting tasting anyway. But pressure canning, you can do vegetables and meat. And what I like to do, is, of course, is meat I mentioned, but I also take dried beans and I can them and then they're ready to eat. But pressure canning, what you need for equipment for pressure canner is a pressure canner. Okay, you can't use a pressure cooker. You need a pressure canner. It has some type of gauge or weight on it to let you know what the pressure gets to. And you want to talk about the canner itself and then go to the jars or what? Anyway, pressure canner. You know, both of them need jars, rings, and lids, you know. I don't know which way you want to go. If you want to
Well, let's start with the canning, the canner itself. Can you describe what this thing looks like? Is this a durable? Is this disposable? Tell us what you recommend in a pressure canning piece of gear.
Okay. Pressure canners come from really short, the round, okay, like a big pot, but they come from really short that can just hold pints or a little bit taller that hold quarts or all the way up to like mine that carries two layers of quarts. And I use the All-American, but you do not have to have that. I just like an All-American because it doesn't use a rubber ring or gasket around it, so you don't have to worry about those things wearing out and replacing them. But if you were just going to get into pressure canning and you know someone has a pressure canner, I'd use what they have. they're pretty basic. Most of the pressure canners just have a lid. They usually have a little vent area and a little escape hatch thing on top. And some have a big gauge on top. But a lot of the pressure canners just have it looks like a little round, thick disc. It has three little holes around the outside edge, and they have above it 5, 10, and 15. Most of the time, you're going to can at 15 pounds, I mean, at 10 pounds pressure anymore. Most of the books call for that. Anyway, you just put the lid, you put their jars in, some water about an inch or two. If you have the book for it, it'll tell you how much, but if you're going to guess, put an inch and a half or so. And you put your jars in, you put lid on, and you bring the stove up, you turn on the stove, and you let it get really hot, and steam will come out of the top little valve. I don't know the proper names for all these things. But anyway, it has a little valve, and steam comes out, and you have to wait for it to steam 7 minutes. And then you put either the weight on it, or I had one that you flip down a little gauge, and then the pressure starts to build. If you have a pressure little gauge up there that has numbers on it, you really need to make sure you get it checked. Town Extension Services can usually do that for you. But it's totally critical when you're canning, pressure canning, that you keep the pressure at the right amount and do it the whole length of time. And if by chance your power goes off like once mine happened, you just restart the timing over again when the pressure gets up. That's back when I was way back and we had electric, but I have gas now. Anyway, it's really critical because you can get botulism, and botulism can kill you. But you don't have to worry about it if you follow the rules. It's just as safe as you learn to work with a knife and you learn to work with hot water and you drive your car, and it's just a tool. You know, just make sure you do it right. And anyway, you just process it at usually 10 pounds pressure for ever whatever length you are making. So you need a canning book, ideally, or at least a chart telling you how long different foods are to be canned. You can get a canning book for under like $8 or $9 at Walmart, which I don't shop a lot, but sometimes I do. You can probably go online and get the information, but make sure you get more up-to-date information. I collect old canning books, but I don't use their times because they have some pretty cool recipes and ideas from, you know, way back. But use the newer proper times because they found there were some dangers. So it's not too complicated. You just have to be kind of attentive. That's all.
So when you talk about this pressure, let's make sure that we understand why. The reason, class, that you're canning under 10 pounds per square inch of pressure is because if you increase the pressure, it's harder for the water in the pressure canner to boil, which means that it requires a higher temperature in order to boil the water. And the idea is to get that water a little over 212 degrees Fahrenheit, so that you sterilize the jars, the lids, the rings, and make sure the food has all the bacteria killed. We're talking about Canning 101. Sharon's with us. She's in Montana. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Sharon's with us, and she's in Montana, and we're talking about canning, canning 101. And she mentioned the All-American canner, and that happens to be the very one that Mrs. Finelli and I purchased for our farm. This is not a commercial. We just did some research, and we like the idea that this particular canner is all aluminum, and it has aluminum lid and aluminum base, and there's no rubber gasket. And the reason we wanted the All-American was because of the no rubber gasket. The reason is simple. As we go decades into the future, we did not want to find out that we couldn't get another rubber gasket. And that was the reason why we purchased this particular model. Is that what went into your decision to buy your All-American canner,
yeah,
Sharon?
Definitely. Yeah, I looked around when I decided I was going to really can, and they're totally worth it. I've had mine for like 24 years now, and it's still going strong. It's a really great investment, and just nothing can go wrong with them, you know?
And when you say an investment, it is a couple hundred dollars, maybe $200. You can find them at garage sales, and you can find them used on eBay. But I think ours was about $200 when we bought it. Okay, so we have this canner. What other equipment are we going to need in order to begin this canning adventure?
Jars. You know, canning jars are ideal. Now, canning jars come with either a regular mouth, they call it, or wide mouth, okay? And they come in anywhere from half a cup size. I've actually seen those, but one cup, which is a half pint, or two cups, a pint, or there's even pint and a half, which would be three cups, and quarts, which are four. And you will find some half-gallon ones. They do not recommend canning in half-gallons. You could probably do pickles, but I would not pressure can in half-gallons. They don't necessarily get hot enough in the center of it. But otherwise, most people are familiar with quarts and pints and sometimes half pints. And you can use other jars if the lids will fit. I actually, when I garage sale, carry a couple rings with me so I can see if some of the jars that used to be like mayonnaise jars or relish jars, some of the salad dressing jars, like the ranch salad dressing and stuff, they can be used. They typically are a little bit lighter weight as far as they're not as thick with the glass, so you have to be a little more careful. But honestly, I used to have half and half, and my mother-in-law and I once canned up 100 jars of salmon, and two broke. One was a canning one, and one was a non-canning one. So if you're careful, you can use them. You can find them around. Also, I would suggest that if somebody were interested in canning, ask a few of the old people. Lots of old people have old jars sitting down in their basement, and they'll give them to you for almost nothing or even free, and that would be a good way to get them. You also need, of course, the jar lids. There's a little flat disc that goes on top. I usually buy mine at Walmart because they're a lot less expensive and less expensive. But I do a lot of canning, so it makes a difference to me. At Walmart, you're going to pay about 15 cents a piece. They come in a box of a dozen for the narrow mouth, and it runs just a tad over 20 cents a piece for the wide mouth. I just called yesterday. Do not buy the Walmart brand. I'm going to badmouth them. They're horrible. I had terrible luck, and so did my friend. So they currently make mostly Kerr. Used to be Ball Kerr, Ball and Kerr, but Ball, I think, was bought out by Kerr Company. So Kerr lids are good. Or you can also call Lehman's Catalog, get one of theirs, and they sell them in a whole sleeve of, I don't know, I think like 50 or something, and they worked fine if you want. If you were buying other stuff through them, it might warrant it. To me, I didn't save enough money with the shipping. I just go locally. Also, sometimes at the end of canning season, like into October or so, you can check some of the grocery stores, and a lot of times they'll mark these things down. Our local store marked a whole bunch of their canning lids down, and I bought a bunch. So that's the other day. The other thing you really, really, really want is called a jar lifter, because you have to get these jars when they're hot and take them out. They're under $3 at Walmart. They're not expensive. And I personally would recommend buying a decent canning book. You can buy them at Home and Ranch places, or you can buy at Walmart too. Theirs is like under $9. And it'll also walk you through everything if you have any questions, and it gives you the proper amount of processing time for everything. So those are your main things that you would need.
You know, Sharon, I've looked at some of the canning books, and I believe that I've read one by Ball. It was an old book. And is there one called Ideal Canning? Is that another one?
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Just get a newer one, though. I wouldn't go over, like, 10 years old, okay? Because mm-hmm. the old ovens have different processing time.
Yeah. Okay, we're talking about canning, and we come back. Sharon and I will talk about exactly the process. You know, you heat the water, and what do you put in, and how far do you fill the jars and so forth? We'll be right back.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about canning. Sharon in Montana is with us, and she's been canning for years. And so now the question, Sharon, is we have the jars. We bought the jars. We need to, if they're used jars, obviously we need to clean them and you know, scrub out any deposits that are in them, maybe run them through the dishwasher. And then once they're cleaned and dried, we put the, how do we fill them? How far do we fill them? And let's just take us through a typical canning session that you have at your house there in Montana.
Okay. Yeah. I also thought of something else you probably would want to purchase, and it's very inexpensive, and that's a jar funnel. It's a funnel with a large hole that would sit over the jar, but inside the lid, and it makes it a whole lot easier inside the rim. I canned before without one until I found out they had these things. They make it a lot easier, less messy, but it's not critical. It just is handy. You take your jar, you want to make sure it's clean. You check the rim, make sure there are no little nicks in it, and you put whatever you're going to put in it, say some meat, and maybe you'll fill it with some water. And then you wipe the rim, and then you place on boiled lids. You take little canning lids, separate them, and boil them for, I don't know, I do 3 or 4 minutes. It softens the rubber around the edge of the lids, and then you put it on top of the cleaned jar. Make sure, I usually wipe off the top of the rim to make sure there's nothing there, because if anything's between the lid and the jar, it can make it not seal properly. And then you put the ring on, and you just put it down snug. You don't crank it down like you could never get it back off. So if you're really strong, just don't go too crazy on it. And then you set the jar in a canner. The canner will have a short little rack. You do not want to put the jars directly on the bottom of a canner. If you got a good deal on a canner and it does not have a rack, pull the bath, like a kitchen towel or something, double on the bottom. When the heat comes, they'll start to rattle and they can crack, so it's not a good idea. But you can make do without the racks. The racks are just very handy. Anyway, you put them on top, and then you put, you know, an inch or two of water. It kind of depends how big your canner is. And then you put the lid on top and turn on the heat. You do not put the little weight or gauge going. You make sure it can vent. The steam can come out. And you get it till it's hot enough to where the steam comes out. And then you time it about 7 minutes. And then you either, most of them have a little weight you put on, the little brown disc. Some have a little difference. They have a little gauge to flip down. But we'll say that this has a little weight. And you put the weight on, and it usually says, like I said, 5, 10, or 15. And most of the canning books are now saying 10 pounds pressure, so you put the 10 on it. And you wait, and pretty soon it'll start to jiggle. And when it jiggles, it's at pressure. Or if you have a pressure gauge, when it gets up to, like, 10 pounds pressure, you start timing how long. And that just varies. A lot of meat is, if it's in quarts, it's usually 90 minutes, but it depends on what kind of meat. Fish takes longer. And yeah, just, you have to have a, you need a little, paper that tells you how long, because it does vary from what kind and whether it's already cooked or not and stuff like that. Anyway, you time it the entire time, and then when it's done, you turn off the burner and it'll cool off. The key is to make sure you keep it at least 10 pounds pressure, and you do it the complete length of time. And if you're at a higher elevation like we are, you have to add extra minutes, but it tells you in the canning book how to adjust for that. After the pressure is completely gone, you can take off the little weight. And if there's no sounding, you know, well, you know that all the pressure is gone, then you can open it. Be careful. When you're lifting the lid, open it away from you. Let the steam go out the back, not towards you. It might be uncomfortable. And then you just lift them out. Another really important thing to think about is do not put hot jars on a cold counter. Or if you're putting hot food in a canner, don't load it with freezing cold water, because obviously hot and cold will make it crack. So I always put towels down on the counter, and if you're going to cool it where there's a cold breeze coming through, like I used to have a mudroom that had 3 windows and it would keep the heat out of there, but I would throw just like a bath towel over the top until they seal. And when they completely cool, the lid will indent, and that's how you know it's sealed. Do not push on the lid until they're completely cool, because then you won't know if you have a proper seal. And after they're completely cooled, if all the lids have indented, you'll know they're sealed, and you can take the rings off and you wash up the jars, and then I label them. Just as a little heads up, I use little, those little vial labels, little tiny little strips, and I use those for my labels. It's cheap and they last forever. But you can do whatever. I actually marked before with just masking tape. I just mark it well though, because if you get into canning, it's hard to remember when you made it or even what you made it, and especially if you made it kind of special, like without salt, or you threw some garlic or onion or whatever you decide to season it with. I mark that on the outside so I know what I did with that particular jar. And then you can start.
You know, that's another thing we need to talk about. But when you said meat, cooking the meat in the canner, so are you saying that you can take, let's say, chopped meat, that you might buy on sale, put it in the jar and cook it in the jar? Is that what you're saying?
You can can either cooked meat, or you can even raw pack things. Like when we we raise chickens and we have 5 kids, so we did a lot of meat chickens. And for us, I would can the drumsticks and I would just throw them in wide mouth quart jars and can them that way. And they will cook and can. I've also done that with some other meat. A lot of what I can is already pre-cooked, but you can do either way. Just make sure you read your canning book and process it the right amount of time. That's just totally critical, and it has to be a pressure canner. Okay, I actually taught a class once, and a lady did not listen, and she tried to can things in a pressure cooker, which is completely different. So just make sure you have a pressure canner and a way to know the pressure on it.
And when you talked about these drumsticks, do you just fit as many as you can into the jar and then add some kind of liquid or?
Yeah, I did. I added a little water. I didn't fill it. I have found it. Most things help if you put even just like a quarter inch of water or something about it makes it a little more moist. I tried canning sausage patties and did not do that. They got awful hard. I gave them to my dog for treats. So just a little moisture in there is helpful. Okay, I mean, you don't have to drown it. Sometimes I put more liquid in if I want the broth. Okay, so on those I just put some liquid in and canned them, and they were great. You know, you can use them for, you know, chicken quesadillas or chicken noodle soup or even for sandwich meat or, oh, man, there's all kinds of things, you know, chicken dumplings. There's a whole bunch of stuff. You know, same thing, like chicken dumplings. You throw the meat in, some seasoning. Maybe I like to throw little diced carrots in there, and, you know, you make kind of a good broth. You cook it, throw some dumplings on, and what, 20 minutes later it's done, and you have this really great food, you know. It's my convenience food. Plus, I can spin it.
And one of the things that you and I were talking about off the air, which I thought was really, really neat, we're talking about fruit rolls. Would you tell us a little bit about how that works, making fruit rolls?
Oh, well, basically a fruit roll, you just puree the fruit and you put it on a tray. I have an Excalibur dehydrator, by the way. If you get into dehydrators, those are like phenomenal. I used cheapy ones for a long time. I got that, and I absolutely love my Excalibur. But you can use the others, and I found out that a lot of fruit works best if you put a little banana in it, and then they roll up, and they don't get too brittle. Okay, just as an idea. What I do with my canned fruit is after about 3 or 4 years, sometimes the fruit gets softer, and if it starts getting too mushy, I just drain off the juice from it, and then I just puree that with some stuff to make fruit rolls out of it. So you can still eat it. Fruit will not go bad. I mean, I guess if you went 15 years, my mom once had some that she found, and it was after 15 years, and it was still edible, but it smelled real vinegary. So fruit is one of those things you kind of want to rotate out after every 2 or 3 years, ideally. But, you know, if you don't get around to it, you can always turn it to fruit rolls. And that's a whole different story, really. You spread the puree out, let it dry, and then you roll it up with plastic on it, and it'll last forever. I just pulled some fruit rubber out and opened it to see what had happened, and it was before Y2K. It's still good.
You know, that's another.
And I'm moving. I thought, where is this stuff any good? And it was. Is that funny or what?
You know, we should do another broadcast on food dehydrating. So let's keep that for, we'll do an hour on that. I think that would be an interesting and worthwhile broadcast class for for those who are in class. You know, I've been saving jars.
Uh-huh.
We have, we bought a lot of pasta sauce for emergencies, cases of it. And for the last 10 years, I've been saving almost every pasta sauce jar. And I can use them for lots of things. I can use them in our automotive shop. I can put all kinds of nails and screws and things in it that I don't want to get rusted. Of course, you know, you have to be concerned about the jars breaking. But we've kept all these jars. We've washed them and cleaned them and sterilized them and then put them back in cases. And so they're still good. The jars are. Now, the lids that came with these spaghetti sauce jars, if I were in a pinch, could I use those for canning or not?
Well, you know, my opinion, I would not use it for pressure canning, but I would use it for water bath.
I
actually made a bunch of jams and jellies reusing jam and jelly jars, and they resealed. If the inside of the lid is good, but I don't mess with pressure canning. I use only new lids with pressure canning, and I'm really careful because there is a danger. It's just like you're careful handling a knife, or you're hopefully you're careful when you're driving. You know, there is a potential danger there. So I, at this point, only use new lids for anything I pressure can. I also use new lids, because I actually reuse my old lids. but I use new lids on anything that costs me a lot. Like we pick huckleberries, it's a lot of hard work. And if I can huckleberries, I use a new lid. Okay, even though it's a fruit. I want to make sure as much as I can that there's going to be a good seal, because it's not easily replaceable. But I got a whole bunch of free pears, so I reused lids. They were all free pears, you know, so if a jar didn't seal, I could either eat it, or if I had too many of them, I could throw some to my chickens. So it's,
you know, you talked about free pears. What? Would you share with us a way of getting free fruit? I thought what you told me off air was just so interesting, and it makes so much sense.
Well, I was laughing. I was mentioning that I can see an apple tree that's just loaded with apples, and I have no problem with going up and asking them if they would mind if I pick their apples, and I will bake them a pie. And I've had really good success with that. With the pear tree, I saw these pears just falling on the ground. They're huge Bartlett pears. And I went, and it happened to be renters, and they said, take all you want. So I did. I also have been given plums and, you know, berries and stuff like that. People know I can. So I try to reciprocate. So, like, if it's not something I can give them back easily, I just, like, give them a jar of my salsa or something, you know, bring them some peanut butter.
Something.
Know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this is Canning 101, tips and tricks and saving money and ending up with better quality food in the long run. This is something that I suggest you seriously consider. And over the years, we found some books, as Sharon has recommended, that you consider buying. And you can buy them used, you can buy them new. She recommends that you get them 10 years old or newer. And I suggest, and I'd like to hear Sharon's opinion, before you do any canning, get one of these books or take one out of the library or borrow one and read the book and determine if you're up for it. And then you can start with your investment into canning, because I don't think that you're going to, if you're buying all new equipment, you're looking at about $300 to start canning, pressure canning. Would you agree with that, Sharon?
Yeah, I suggest you look at a book, but I suggest you try to borrow equipment, honestly.
Right.
You would be surprised how many old people have canners sitting around. I've had two ladies at church give me a ton of jars because they're not going to can anymore, they say. I was going to say one other thing real quick about when you get free stuff. Be really courteous. We were given a chance to go pick in this cherry orchard a few years back because there was an overload. I couldn't believe how rude people were. They're stomping through. They're leaving their trash around, breaking branches. You know, be polite, be nice, and if you can, return with some sort of gift, even if it's a plate of cookies. That way you make a really good reputation. Plus, a lot of times they'll call you back and say, hey, I've got a few more of this or whatever my neighbor told me. You're actually opening doors. But some people are so rude, or they let their children run around and just make a mess and get into things. So just, you know, you can get a lot of free stuff. People just let food go to waste. But be courteous, you know. It's one of my pet peeves, as you can tell. So,
well, sure. It's just like the people who throw their trash out the windows of their cars, and then we get the joy of picking up after them, for miles down the road. You're absolutely right. So, Sharon, storing after we've canned,
yeah.
there's some things that we need to think about in storing this food in these jars. How do you recommend we do that?
Well, you know, cooler, darker places ideal. You can do what you need to do. I mean, ideally keep it out of really hot heat. We actually, in our move, had to store some of our canned goods on a pallet under a tarp in our super hot summer this year, and I lost some of my jars. Probably not so much from the heat as from moving them around. Okay. You know, I was telling you before, we used to live in a real small house, and we had 5 kids. And so we actually stored a lot of jars under our king-size bed, and I had boxes, and I marked what I made a little map of what was in each box, and we could get 16 boxes under our bed. We also took our son's closet in the room. We had 2 sons, and they shared a room, and it was a really big closet, and my husband built shelves on each end and then in the center, and I gave them each about 3 feet to hang their stuff up because boys aren't known for hanging up a lot of stuff anyway. So there are a lot of ways to store. You know, the cooler and darker, the better, but you know, you can store them in a lot of places. If you store them in your house, you're not going to probably have it 106 degrees, you know, so you'll be fine. They, you know, obviously will probably retain their color and stuff better if they're in a cooler, darker place, but it's not critical, okay?
Okay, and how many jars are we going to need?
You know, that depends on how you look at it. Let me tell you a little story. I have a friend who has 5 kids, and green beans came on sale. Okay, I'm not talking about me, Candy, but she said, "Oh, well, I better get 4 cans." I said, "Well, you know, you probably eat, you know, probably 4 cans a week." And she goes, "Oh, no, no, we have 3 each time, and we have at least twice a week." I said, "That's 6 times a week." And she goes, "Well," I said, "Well, if you want to take advantage of this, think about this: 52 weeks in a year. How many jars would you need or can?" So I can for at least a year ahead. In fact, I endeavor to can like a year in a skimpier year. So I'm like almost 2 years ahead so that if one summer my garden, when I have green beans, they don't come to fruition, then I still have green beans for the next year, okay? Or same as salsas, I make, oops, there goes the music.
Well, you know what, Sharon? We're going to have to do this again and again because I'm sure there are those who are listening that want to try this. And so we'll go into canning 102 and so forth, and let's go into dehydration next time.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sharon, I want to thank you so much for joining us. This is the very first time that you've been on the air, and I'm delighted to welcome you as an instructor of USAPreparedness.com. So, Sharon in Montana, thank you so much for being with us. Coming up, Aaron Dakins, What's Wrong with American Business?
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.